Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Monday, April 5th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news starting today, all Floridians age 18 and older can receive the COVID-19 vaccine. You can register for an appointment by going to myvaccine.fl.gov and clicking the Get In Line button. Teens 16 and 17 years of age are also eligible to receive the Pfizer vaccine. Your local events every Monday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. There will be flag football registration for kids with age groups ranging from 5 to 12 years. If you'd like to sign your child up, it's $25 and registration is at 421 South 10th Avenue in Wauchula. The last day to register is April 19th. For more information, please call 941-626-0449. Once again, that's 1-941-626-0449. And the church family of Maranatha Baptist Church of Hardy County announces that Pastor Jordan Hirschberger has accepted the call to become the pastor of the church. He began his ministry on Sunday, April 4th, in a special installation service, and special services will be conducted throughout the month with Pastor Jordan preaching each service. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Moody Law is looking for a paralegal, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of paralegal and Microsoft Office experience are preferred. Big Bang Fireworks is looking for a warehouse assistant manager, a high school diploma or GED, and 3 years of supervisory and warehouse experience are preferred. And Ulistic LP is looking for an entry-level marketing assistant, a high school diploma or GED is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, and Bowling Green Police Department and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Boy, Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 75 degrees out, feels like 85, sunny with no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 9, very high. Winds east at 5 miles an hour with gusts up to 9. Humidity is ideal at 44%. The dew point 52. Cloud cover is 7%. Visibility 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the city's of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated 10:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny, highs around 80, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-50s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunny, highs in the mid-80s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, mostly clear, with lows in the upper 50s and east winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for you. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Berry marketer Wish Farms has opened the doors to its new headquarters in Plant City, Florida. The company's official move into its new 24,000 square feet office space on its 36-acre campus was celebrated with a ribbon-cutting ceremony last week. Wish Farms owner Gary Wisnatsky tells ThePacker.com Plant City is a strawberry town, so keeping our new address here means a lot to our company, employees, and growers. The USDA begins bringing more staff back into its county offices. The Farm Service Agency tells AgriMarketing.com as much as 50% of the FSA workforce can now be back on site in service centers that are doing mission-critical work. FSA offices had been limited to 25% of their workers on site. Even with employees working remotely, program sign-up levels and other service levels are consistent with the past 2 years. USDA announced its new USDA Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative, including details on the resumption of some coronavirus food assistance programs. CFAP provides direct payments for farmers impacted by the COVID-19 crisis. The USDA will reopen sign-up for CFAP 2 for at least 60 days, beginning today, April 5th. Among the details, the USDA will dedicate at least $6 billion to provide assistance for, among other things, euthanized livestock and poultry, and improving the resilience of the food supply chain.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With today's Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Southern cotton growers might be interested in new enrollment that is open as part of the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol for the 2021 cotton crop. Existing members will also need to re-enroll their operations. The U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol sets a new standard for more sustainably grown cotton amid greater demand for transparency. Ted Schneider, U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol board member and a Louisiana cotton farmer, says enrollment is simple and easy.
At the end of the year, or as your year goes along, you enter your practices into the field of market. It all probably takes about 2 hours during the course of the year.
The program was designed as to not be a burden on cotton growers, starting with the self-assessment.
we view ourselves in our small community as cotton farmers, but we're not. We're a member of a supply chain of the apparel industry, which is much, much bigger. They're our customers, and we need to meet the needs of our customers.
He adds the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol is valuable for the entire U.S. cotton supply chain.
The U.S. Trust Protocol will use only U.S. cotton, and the use of the self-assessment and the use of field market will create data and statistics that will prove to our industry members that we are actually very sustainable. We feel like that we're the most sustainable cotton grown in the world.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altaset IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altaset IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altaset IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altasetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. The economy services sector, which employs most Americans, recorded record growth last month. The Institute for Supply Management reports that its non-manufacturing index rose to an all-time high of 63.7 in March. The Supreme Court handing a victory to Google in an $8 billion copyright dispute with Oracle. The dispute focused on Google's use of code from Oracle's Java platform in creation of the Android operating system. The High Court says that Google's action did not violate copyright law. South Korean electronics giant LG says it's exiting the cell phone business in favor of other technology ventures. Wall Street opened sharply higher this morning on optimism about the spread of coronavirus vaccines and speculation it could allow global business to return to normal. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Baylor takes on Gonzaga tonight for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Baylor coach Scott Drew said both teams are worthy finalists.
You look at it, both teams have really handled the expectations and pressure, and both teams are in this position. So we're excited. Players always want to play against the best, and Gonzaga's definitely been the best this year as far as haven't been beaten yet.
Tip-off at 9:30 Eastern. NCAA Women's Basketball Championship Sunday, Stanford topped Arizona 54-53, giving coach Tara Vanderveer her first title since 1992. An Associated Press survey of Division I athletic directors found nearly 73% believe allowing athletes to be compensated for use of their name, image, or likeness will decrease the number of schools that have a chance to be competitive in college sports. This is SRN Sports. Baseball finals, White Sox fall to the Angels 7-4, Twins 8-2 over the Brewers, Blue Jays beat the Yankees 3-1, Cleveland 9-3 over the Tigers, it was the Orioles sweeping Boston 11-3, Rangers beat the Royals 7-3, Astros sweep the weekend series from Oakland 9-2, Phillies beat the Braves 2-1, Reds pummel the Cards 12-1, Cubs get by the Pirates 4-3, the Dodgers double the Rockies 4-2, and the Diamondbacks beat the Padres 3-1. On the NBA hardwood, it was the Bulls 115, Nets 107, Clippers 104, Lakers 86. The Lakers still without LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Celtics 116, Hornets 86, Grizzlies beat the 76ers 116-100, Hawks 117-111 over the Warriors, Pelicans beat the Rockets 122-115, Nuggets rally past the Magic 119-109. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula, or on the web at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: if you can smile when things go wrong, you probably have someone in mind to blame. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.